Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Release the hounds.
Cyber One Productions. What up with it? What's happening? What is going on with y'all? Allow me to introduce myself. I am Cyber One, the host of Cyber Shots Podcast. Yo, what's going on with y'all? Cyborg Nation, salute. What's good? Everybody doing good? Hey, I hope so. Check it out. Hey, you guys remember in school after they taught you about the Queen of England, right? Yeah. Remember that in school when they taught you about the Queen of England? Yeah. Then they taught you about Yasuke, right? Yeah. Yasuke. You do know who Yasuke is, right? You know who Yasuke is, right? Please tell me you know who Yasuke is. What do you mean, no? You never heard of Yasuke? Adios, Mills. Yasuke was the first black samurai. Oh my. Yo, check it out. Let's jump right on up into it.
Banzai.
In the late 1500s, right? Two Jesuit, is that how you say it? Something like that. Two priest captured a young man, 6'2", 6'3", right? Two priests now captured this young man. I think it was in West Africa or Central Africa. I could be mistaken. You know what I mean? I think it was in West Africa. But anyway, they captured him. And guess what they did? They took him on a missionary trip. Yeah, the priest took him on a missionary trip to Japan. What kind of, man, anyway, okay, calm down. Relax, Cyber. So anyway, they took him on this missionary trip. Imagine me doing the quote thing with my fingers. They took him on a missionary trip, right, to Japan. Now, once he got to Japan.
Banzai.
The people of Japan were so impressed. They were very impressed. He became the center of attention. Now these, I was about to say something. These priests who were going on a missionary to Japan enslaved someone and took them there. And they end up being the center of attention. And guess what? He captured the eye of the warlord named Obo Nobunaga, which was a Japanese warlord, was so impressed with the stature and the Nubian skin and was impressed by his strength, which was equal to 10 Japanese men. I know what you're thinking. That's a little bit stereotypical. Nah, that's facts, son. Okay, am I refreshing your memory now? Yeah, after they taught you about Queen Elizabeth, the Queen of England, right? Is that refreshing your memory? No? Oh, that's right. That's because they taught you about the kamikazes. My bad. But check it out, though. Nobunaga was so impressed, he made him into a bodyguard. You know what I mean? He was like, nah, you a formal slave. You ain't no slave no more, man. You two goofy-ass priests, yeah, get the fuck out of Japan. Thank you. I got him. This my homie now. This my bodyguard. Yeah, go that way. Get up out of here with that. I got him. We good. Yeah, I got him. Yeah. So anyway, made him his bodyguard. Now check this out. He rose to the rank of samurai within a year's period. Yeah. That just sounds normal, right? You know what I mean? That sounds like going to your favorite app, right? No, that's usually inherited. It's not something. I want to be a samurai. Really? And I want a spaceship, but you know, that shit, you know what I'm saying? I want to be a samurai. No, but seriously though, that's something that's very, very impressive because that's usually inherited. You know what I mean? So now, just being his bodyguard, you know what I'm saying? That's his number one stunner. You know what I mean? By his side. I mean, they drinking fine wine. They whining and dining. You know what I'm saying? This is his ride or die.
Banzai.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of warriors, I think the guru warrior likes that. That's what's up. The guru snuck in here. Hey, warriors are warriors. Hey, they all come together some type of way, don't they? Hold up. Let me go back into a little bit more detail about this brother. You know what I mean? Hold on, man. Rewind that. Now, Yasuke at the time, when he first got there, before the warlord found out about him, he was in the missionary, right? The people were so intrigued that they end up trampling one another just to get a glimpse at him. Can you imagine that? Just to get a glimpse at him. And also at this time, he was speaking a little bit of Japanese. You know what I mean? You like that? Domo morikato. You're welcome. Wait a minute. Anyway, I just thanked myself. Check it out. So anyway, right? He ends up meeting the warlord, right? I had to go back and give you some more facts about this. He ends up meeting the warlord. Like I said, he becomes his right-hand man and one of his guards. But before then, he wasn't so convinced that his Nubian skin was real. So he, you know, ordered him to bathe, to wash the Nubian off. Man, you can't get rid of that melanin. You know what I'm saying? He's like, wow, that's dope, man. Look at all that melanin, man. That's amazing, man. Yeah, man. You want something else to drink, man? Come on, man. Yeah, get something else to drink. Man, that melanin is amazing. That's really amazing. I like that. All that melanin. Yeah, I know.
Where the receipts at, Cybershots?
Yeah, this is the first documented black samurai in history. So there's my receipt right there. Yeah, I mean. But yo, check it out though, man. Now, can you imagine this warrior and a warlord of Japan going to battle? Now, you have to keep this in mind. Check this out. It wasn't everyone that got to dine and drink with the warlord. Eventually, he learned fluent Japanese, so you know they tight, right? You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine them going into battle? You know what I mean? They tight, man. They homies, man, like you and your homie. If you have any homies. You don't have no? Hey, I don't know what to tell you. That's a whole nother podcast. But anyway, can you imagine him? Can you imagine him going into battle? You know what I mean? You got this African, the first documented African samurai, 6'2". In a Japanese warlord. Hey, what is this, rush hour or some shit? Can you imagine him going into battle though? Can you imagine that shit?
Huh?
Hey, that's in my imagination, man. Hopefully you enjoyed that little sound effect type thing there going on, though, man. But yeah, could you imagine that shit, though, man? That should be dope as hell to witness that. You know what I mean? Yeah, but on some real shit, though. Have you guys ever heard of Thomas Lockley? Thomas Lockley, who is a professor in Japan and also the author of African Samurai. Yeah, co-author of African Samurai, which is a book that he's written. So there's another receipt for you right there. Why don't you check it out, man? Yeah, check out the book of African Samurai. True story, man. True story. But check this out, though. That should be dope. Now, hold up, man. Now, you know, man, you know the haters had to come in, right? You know what I mean? Come on, man. First of all, you got this brother, 6'2". You know, that was a slave. Now he's not a slave anymore. He ends up speaking fluent Japanese. He's hanging out with the warlord. That's his bodyguard, right? You know what I mean? Now, you know there had to be some other samurais over there like, man, this some bullshit, man. You know, I inherited this shit, man. You know what I mean? This is my shit. Kind of like America and the Native Indians. Oh, my. That's another podcast. Calm down. Calm down, Cyber. Calm down. You know how you get, man. Yeah. Now, check this out. Check this out. Like I was saying, you know there had to be some haters there, right? Unfortunately, Yasuke and Nobunaga had a short relationship due to the simple fact that one of them haters, his closest general, overthrew them one day. And Nobunaga ended up killing himself, right? Now, Nobunaga's son and Yahweh. Oh, hold up. That's another podcast. They end up going and battling this general for quite some time. You know what I'm saying? You know, they got to avenge my father, man. You killed you made my homie kill himself, man. You know, so they squabbling. They've been squabbling for, you know, going at it, right? So eventually he got captured, right? And it was like, he's not a samurai, nor is he Japanese. Now, you know, the story, you know, the plot thickens, you know, got to do some more research, but I just wanted to bring this to you. They say that they gave him back to the missionaries. I don't know, man. I don't believe that shit. I don't think he just went back. And also, before he became a samurai, I think he was, it's called like not a missionary. I'm thinking about something totally different. A mercenary. It was believed that he was in the slave trade from them Arabs. Arabs, slave trade, still going on today. Yeah, real shit. But anyway, he was believed to be in India before the missionaries came and got him as a bodyguard also, and end up getting his freedom. And then the fucking missionaries came. It's a long story, man. You know, I got to do some more research. But hey, if you feel like helping me, want to do a little homework, man, let me know. But anyway, he was somewhat of a mercenary then, you know what I'm saying, before he even came over. He was also a swords bearer and carried a katana, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, this is just a little short podcast today, just bringing you a little something. Maybe you knew about it, maybe you didn't. Maybe they taught you this in school. Yeah, I doubt that. They taught you more important things like algebra, right? When is the last time that you use algebra? I know. A couple of days ago on GameStop, right? Yeah, I think I crashed the market, silly.
Cyber shots. Perfect.
Yo, check it out. Hey, Yasuke, what's going on? What's going on, Yasuke? Ancestore, what the hell is going on? Of the first documented black samurai warrior who was speaking a little bit of Japanese, ended up speaking fluent Japanese, ending up with the warlord, whining and dining, becoming a samurai. Oh my, the warlord gets killed. Then he avenges his homie's death with his son. Man, that is amazing. You know what? We have to take this time to the most definite shout out, the first Super Saint Yasque. Yo, don't forget to get at me on Twitter, Cyber One Productions. And also, once again, if you have the stereo app,
we don't do that over here.
Make sure that you check out Blank Canvas in the mornings. That's right. Blank Canvas will be on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays with 72 Architect Jason B and Mr. No Show. What it do? Yo, I got you, man. Let's go.
Cyber One Productions. Bang.